Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
She left on cat's paw. I have never heard that in my life.
I'm big on bringing back old-timey sayings.
I love it when you speak old-timey, though. And, I'm what, like probably 20-some years older than you?
Yeah.
I have never heard she left on cat's paw.
She crept on cat's paw.
What the hell?
Yeah, because we needed to use this studio, and the person who was in here before, I was waiting for her to leave. Apparently she left, and I didn't hear her. So I said she crept on cat's paw, and you looked at me like I murdered someone.
I've never heard that before.
Wait, is this started?
Ha, crap, again? A lawn chair is a good town chair, but you're aware of that. It folds down to half the size so you can lay it flat. I can watch the world go by and live without a care. I've never had a bad time in my own lawn chair. I'm Gardner Andrews. That over there is Bryce Kelly. Welcome to the Lawn Chair Prophets on this episode, Caught on Camera. Well, I don't know. Maybe you witnessed a crime. Maybe you captured a crime on your dash cam, on your security camera, or maybe you just got ripped off.
Seems like a lot of people have had stuff stolen from them.
Yeah, we'll talk about victims of crime. Also on this, the most basic skill, life skill you never learned.
That you've never picked up.
Yeah.
Oh, that you'd be embarrassed to admit now?
Yep.
Okay, I like this.
And a continuation of something that was on the show last week, things you thought would be a way bigger deal in your adult life.
You're listening to the Lawn Chair Prophets with Gardner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. It's like radio, but on the internet.
So we referenced the John Mulaney bit last week. Can we all just give John Mulaney the credit for the quicksand bit?
He's incredible.
Yeah. This is the guy. I mean, it turned into a meme, but nobody credits him in the meme that floats around on the internet about how you thought quicksand would be a much bigger deal when you became an adult. That was John Mulaney.
Yeah. Do yourself a favor. Watch his specials. He's very good.
Oh, yeah.
But it also resulted in a lot of people sharing the things they thought would be a bigger deal as an adult, but turns out it's really not.
No. A lot of people were talking about this past week. You there.
I just wanted to talk about the conversation. I was down in Regina and went to the farm show a couple years ago, and the one thing that blew my mind was the lack of war amps. I really thought after all those commercials about the grain augers and farm equipment that there was going to be so many more people with prosthetic limbs there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Those TV commercials, they do lead you to believe that every single kid that grew up on a farm had at one point or another had an unfortunate run-in with a grain auger, a disker, or at least the very least, a ride-on mower. What a letdown.
Oh, absolutely. The entire time I was there, there was one guy with a prosthetic leg, and he was wearing shorts. And that was it.
Yeah, I can see how if you've never been to a farm show before and all you've seen is public service announcements on TV for the war amps, yeah, you'd probably think that everybody there was missing a limb.
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't know if you're disappointed at that point.
Well, disappointed is probably not the right word.
Maybe you're just a bit surprised.
Kind of shocked at the number of people who wrote in. Maybe there's another comedian out there with a bit about with all the stop, drop, and roll we learned as a kid. We thought we'd be on fire a lot more because we got that text a lot.
Yeah, that was hammered into our heads a lot.
Sure was. And thankfully, we didn't spend a lot of time being on fire. I haven't so far. I don't know about you.
No. No, I can honestly say I've never been on fire.
No. Hi.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Oh, good. How about you?
Not so bad. The Simpsons totally misrepresented the flavor of beer. When I was growing up watching The Simpsons, I thought beer was going to be the greatest thing ever. And then when you take that first sip and it's all bitter and hoppy and gross, you're expecting this like sugary rush of sweetness. Totally not what it was.
Duffman completely let you down.
Totally. Duffman.
is a liar.
What's your name?
Jordan.
Yeah, I remember my first taste of beer, and it was like, I don't know, it was like drinking, somebody had liquefied a loaf of whole wheat bread, and now I was drinking it.
I thought for sure, I was like, did this thing go bad?
Have you come around, though? Like, are you on board the beer train now?
I can go have a nice, cool Budweiser on a hot summer day, but I'm not a big beer guy, no.
Maybe you need to try harder.
Maybe I should. Thanks, Garner. Thanks for the advice. Try harder to like beer.
Maybe you need to just quit your job and turn around and go home and sit at that kitchen table until you sort some things out with beer.
I think you missed your calling, too. You should be a life coach, buddy.
You know, Bryce, I'm good at a lot of things, but helping you stick to a fresh, new, clean habit, not one of those things I'm good at. I will push you, and I will push you. I'm the exact opposite of the guy you see on the intervention.
Oh, good. You're an enabler.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. The beer one, though, I do relate with.
Yeah.
I do. Because, like, the first time you have it, everyone in the room, because usually it's, you know, with your buddies when you're a teenager. And
what?
You're all sampling for the first time.
Mm.
And you're all in the same headspace that it really doesn't taste like you thought it would.
Yeah.
And not in a good way. But you all want to put on a brave face. And so you're like, mmm.
I didn't hold back, though, the first time I tried scotch. Like, I may have spat it out and went, oh, gross, and to this very day. And I'm a grown adult man. I could have scotch in my home, but I refuse to have scotch in my home because it's disgusting. And don't try and tell me it's because I'm drinking the wrong scotch.
I was part of a wedding party this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out I'm the only person in this wedding party who, one, had never had scotch before, and two, wasn't head over heels in love with it.
Yeah.
And so day of wedding, everyone is getting ready, drinking scotch. They want to do cheers, and they want to have the photos of everyone doing the cheers with scotch. And so I had to endure it.
You didn't just swap yours out for a juice box for the photo?
I should have. So I'm drinking this thing down. It wasn't as bad as I thought. I don't think I would ever order it on my own. But then they ran out and they're like, oh, now we have this smoky whiskey.
Mm.
And they're drinking it being like, oh, yeah, this is so good. It's so smoky.
This was before the wedding?
Yeah.
How hammered was the groom?
He was okay.
He was?
He was okay.
He maintained?
He maintained.
Yeah.
And I maintained because I had to marry him.
Oh, yeah, because you're religious now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I was an officiant of this thing.
Yeah.
But they're all drinking this, just talking about how good it is because it's so smoky.
No, that doesn't sound good.
Like, how is that something you want in a drink?
Yeah, smoky is reserved for like barbecue chicken, maybe a nice brisket, but you don't want to have liquefied brisket.
No, you don't. No. But they were just in love with it, and I was trying to fake it so I could fit in.
Oh, did you fit?
No.
Mm, no. Didn't think so.
That was a pre-existing non-fitting, though.
The only thing people who like scotch like to talk about more than scotch is how much they enjoy scotch.
Mm, and how much that bottle cost them.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner and Bryce. They're trapped in your phone. Forever!
So, Bryce, you were telling me the other day, you got your shoes stolen?
Yeah. Yeah, I was living in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Canada's breadbasket.
Paris of the Prairies.
Oh, yeah.
And I was 19 years old. I just turned 19, so I was able to go out and have a good time, if you know what I'm saying. And so a bunch of us went to a bowling alley, and I was having a good time.
Were you drinking at the bowling alley, Bryce?
I was having a fine time.
Yeah.
I was in good spirits. And bowling's over, look over, boop. Someone took my shoes.
Were they good shoes? What were they?
They were Adidas Superstars.
Yeah.
I was furious. So I also did not have a lot of cash to throw around on new shoes at the time. So I was, as you say, devastated. I go up to the bowling guy. Again, I've been having a good time. And I'm like, hey, man, where are my shoes? And he's like, I don't know. How would I know?
Yeah, I'm not the shoe police. We don't have a shoe monitor watching over the heap of shoes by the door.
And this is winter in Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if you know this. It sucks. It sucks so bad. So they let me leave the bowling alley in bowling shoes.
With the promise to bring them back?
No.
They just gave you bowling shoes?
I get the feeling the guy working at the counter just didn't care.
Oh, he wasn't invested in his career as bowling shoe attendant?
No, I think he had reached his peak.
Yeah.
And was fine with me just walking out. Or maybe he did. I don't know. Again, I was having a good time.
Yeah.
And so you'd think, oh, okay, maybe Bryce went home after that.
Got some different shoes.
No, instead I went to a discotheque.
You went clubbing in bowling shoes.
I sure did.
Wow.
And if you think they got a lot of grip on the dance floor, they don't.
And this was in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty icy.
Oh, yeah. I think I still have them. I might. I don't know. I might have got rid of them. I hope I didn't.
Yeah.
I should look for them.
Bowling shoes, I think, are one of those things that you go, that'd be so cool to have some real bowling shoes, and I'll wear them to work one day just to show the rest of the staff that I don't quite conform to the rules of society. But I think you probably end up looking like a guy who woke up that day and didn't have any shoes, so you just wore bowling shoes, the ones you stole from a bowling alley on your 19th birthday.
Yeah, you probably think that, oh, this guy got hammered at a bowling alley and just walked out, which is more or less what I did.
It's sort of like all the kids every year that they graduate from high school and they're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to get one of those t-shirts that looks like a tuxedo.
Mm.
Nobody's ever done that before.
That's good stuff.
Or I'm going to wear Chuck Taylor's with my tux. Nobody has done that.
Move.
Yeah. So many stories of people getting stuff stolen. Last week, someone stole the screen door off a rental house I manage. Great.
Wow. Just making off with a screen door.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a weird choice.
At least if you're running down the street, you know, with a purse you just snatched or something, I don't want to see you running away from an old lady with her purse, but at least I can look at you and go, well, that guy needs money. When you're running down the street carrying a screen door, like, how urgent can your screen door needs be? Like, how badly do you need to keep flies out of your house?
But let the breeze in.
And murderers. You know, like, I don't understand how there could ever be a screen door emergency.
Wow. And you'd have to unscrew. Like, you couldn't just, like, pop it off and run away. You have to do some unscrewing there.
Yeah. We started talking about this, though, because we got a text from somebody who said somebody stole all of the light bulbs from the exterior of their house. Just gone.
Which we thought was weird. Turns out it might be a drug thing, something to do with methamphetamines.
Apparently, that's how the takers of the methamphetamines administer the meth. They break the light bulb. I shouldn't be talking about this because I'm giving people information. People, there might be somebody right now listening to this who's the CEO of a huge corporation who has never thought of smoking meth, and now we're telling them how to do it.
Yeah, the only thing holding them back was, where do I get a thing to smoke it out of?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this 60-watt bubble do?
Perfect. That's right. I'll bet you these guys in this podcast know how I can smoke meth. You know what, CEO of a major corporation? I'm withholding the information. I don't need the economy to collapse.
What a civil duty you're doing.
Someone dug up and stole two of my mom's peonies from her front yard in the middle of the night. Super odd. Tara.
Wow.
What is a peony? That's a flower of some kind.
I assume some kind of plant.
Yeah.
That's weird.
You there, go ahead.
Somebody stole my windshield.
They cut it right out of your car?
Yeah, I had a big truck, a big 4x4 truck with the antenna in the windshield, and they cut it right out and took it away.
Wow.
I know.
What was that drive like to the windshield repair shop? Did you wear ski goggles?
At first I got in the car and I couldn't understand what the windshield wipers were doing on my dash.
That to me is one of those things. I mean, I don't want my windshield to get stolen, but do you ever just, when you're driving down the road, imagine what it would be like to be driving without a windshield?
You'd feel so free.
You sure would.
Unless it's minus 40 outside.
Yeah.
In which my attitude would change dramatically.
I don't know that if I got into my car and somebody had stolen my windshield, if my first reaction would be, why are my windshield wipers laying on my dash?
I feel like I'd be able to tell the situation very quickly.
Yes, because you'd get in, slam the door, and it would still be just as noisy inside your car as it is outside your car.
I'd probably notice before I even got in. That is weird. I can't figure out the logistics of removing a windshield without breaking it.
I don't know. Like, how do they take it out when you go to get your windshield replaced?
There's got to be some kind of adhesive holding it in, right?
And you'd have to have those weird suction cuppy things.
Ooh, this was an inside job.
My best friend's longtime girlfriend broke up with him just as he was boarding a 6-hour flight to come home. Oh, so she called him. He was in another city. Told him she would not be there when he got there. When he did get home, She had taken all of the light bulbs from their apartment.
What's with people stealing light bulbs?
That's probably for the best, so no one could see him cry.
I assume she was a drug addict now. Now that I'm hip to the scheme.
Oh, yeah, she probably totally started smoking meth.
That's probably what it was.
Is that how you take meth? By smoking it? Or is it in pill form? I don't know.
It's not pill form. I learned that from Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. I watched that, too. Quite a few years ago, somebody broke into my car, went through my CD case, choosing very specific musical selections and leaving the rest. It was polite, but at the same time, also a bit of a snub.
Yeah, it makes you realize maybe not all your musical taste is good.
Yeah, when you're getting judged by a douchebag who broke into your car. Wow.
Yeah, I would walk away from that one feeling weird.
Hmm. Weird things that have been stolen, guys. A couple I am friends with split up. After she moved out, she broke back in while he was away and stole the shower head.
A shower head.
Man, she must have loved that shower head.
Man.
Shower head is one of those things, though, is that you don't realize how awesome your shower head is until you shower somewhere else. And you know, this shower head sucks. This is brutal. But no matter who, I mean, you get used to a shower head. You could have the crappiest shower head in the world and still think it's awesome. Because that's the shower head you're used to.
Yeah, you just get used to it. Yeah, you acclimatize to it.
Have you ever had to shower without a shower head?
Without one? No.
Yeah,
no, I'm not a barbarian.
Well, I was renovating my bathroom years ago. And I had, I don't know, I put new hardware up there, but the shower head, I couldn't get it on. So I had to take a shower like that. And it's like just somebody standing there with a garden hose. But you know how a garden hose, when you turn it on and it's not coming out of a nozzle, it's just coming out of the end. It's just this very direct, kind of limp stream of water. And the only way you can use a garden hose without a nozzle on is you put your thumb over the end of it to sort of disperse the water. But there's no thumb on that pipe that comes out of the wall in the shower.
That might be the saddest thing, to shower without a shower head.
Yeah. Man. Oh, there's sadder things.
That's high on the list of sad.
It is pretty sad.
I like the person who texted in said they had their rain barrel stolen from the front of their house.
Yeah, in broad daylight.
That's a weird thing to steal, is someone's rain barrel.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, maybe somebody really hates rain barrels. let's grab this one.
So you're talking about strange things that have been stolen.
Yeah.
I got one for you. Well, it's maybe not that strange, but I was in grade 2. There's this girl that didn't really like me, and so she stole every single pencil crayon that I had. And my mom, she, came into my room. She's like, "Why are you taking all the money out of your piggy bank?" Well, she said I could have my pencil crayons back if I bought them back from her for 10 cents.
Wow, grade 2 extortion?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I ended up running into her again. I moved away and then ended up running into her again in grade 10. She remembered who I was. I remembered who she was. And she came up to me and said, "I don't like you. You're too perky."
Wow. What's she doing now?
I have no idea. And frankly, I don't really care.
I was going to say, what do you hope she's doing?
I hope she's like saddled with, three or four kids and is maybe recently divorced or something like that. Yeah. That'd be satisfying.
She stole all your pencil crayons?
Yeah, all of them.
Even the white one that everybody hated? Like, why do I have a white pencil crayon?
What is the purpose of a white pencil crayon?
She even took that one.
She took even that one. Yep, all of them.
I never understood the white pencil crayon. In history, did anyone ever use the white pencil crayon?
I'm reading all these messages from people who are judging you pretty hard.
Why?
Saying that the white pencil crayon is used for shading and getting different shades of colors. And so if you didn't use it, then your crayon game was not up to snuff.
Oh, really? I never used mine.
That's so embarrassing.
Oh, ooh, I wish I wouldn't have said that now.
Yeah. Mm. I've seen a couple come in about people with plants being taken from there.
Yeah.
Someone moved while they were at work. Their neighbors moved while they were at work, and they came back, and the giant bleeding heart plant from their front yard had been dug up and taken away.
What is a bleeding heart plant?
I don't know, but it sounds graphic.
It sure does.
Someone had a 9-foot inflatable rubber duck stolen. A Christmas decoration, I guess.
Oh, somebody else said that somebody stole their Christmas lights right off the front of the house. That's a sad steal right there.
I don't know. I've been driving down the road and I'm like, wow, that house is beautifully decorated for Christmas. I should take that.
Yeah.
It's crossed my mind frequently.
A lot of people stealing toilet papers too, like the rolls of toilet paper from places. My ex-best friend and her mother stole all the toilet paper at a rest stop once. They were so proud of what they did. They took pictures and told everybody about it. They thought it would be so funny when the next people went to use the washroom and there would be no toilet paper for them. That just sounds to me like an epidemic of itchiness.
Wow. Ex-best friend, too. I'm sure there's no chaos surrounding that story.
No, not one bit. Hey, boys, this summer my coworker had a single tire stolen in the middle of the night.
What?
No one ever heard or saw a thing. The burglar stole a jack from down the street from a garage, didn't touch anything in there. Then they took the tire from the car sitting in front of her house. They left the jack. Who steals just one tire? Someone with a unicycle with a really fat tire on it?
An off-roading unicycle?
I don't know.
And can we all agree that, like, when you're putting on your tires, you have your lug nuts, but then there's just the one, like, the...
Oh, the locking nut.
The lock one. But we all have the key for it. What good is that? It just delays you a few seconds from stealing a tire.
But aren't they all different?
I didn't think so. I thought it all came in a kit. Because whenever I get, like, my wheels worked on or whatever, and they change them around... I don't know. Maybe they are all different. Maybe
they go into the glove box, Bryce. Maybe they're looking around inside your car.
Oh, maybe. Maybe I'm...
Maybe they found that collection of women's underpants you keep in the glove box.
Oh, my street cred as a gearhead is out the window. Boy.
Hey, just pop a squat because they're definitely not sharing a chair. It's the Lawn Chair Profits with Garner and Bryce.
Garner, I was thumbing around on the internet superhighway recently,
mm-hmm.
and I stumbled across this conversation. I guess it's people deciding to open up and be honest and truthful about the things in their lives that they're ashamed of.
As adults.
And I don't mean neglecting children or shoving your parents into an old folks' home.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about more important stuff, the basic life skills that you never learned but have been too afraid to say publicly.
Oh,
it's like real simple stuff. So some of the examples that came up were people who don't know how to blow up a balloon.
That's a thing?
Yeah, apparently there are people who just can't wrap their minds around just blowing air into a balloon. Whistling. I can whistle, you know, a little bit with my lips, but I can't do the thing with your fingers.
That always looks so cool too, especially when you're somewhere and somebody's like, can anyone hear whistle? And there's always the one guy who just puts the, he does like the horseshoe with his thumb and his index and
yeah.
lets one rip.
As a new dog owner, I take my dog to the park frequently. And there's nothing more, like you can't be like, come here. And you try and do that. And then the guy beside you whistles for his dog.
Oh, it just makes you look bad.
Yeah, and makes like the windows shatter in nearby homes.
Meanwhile, he's looking at you like, hey, nice try, Roger Whittaker.
Yeah, and he leaves and all the women follow him and
yeah.
I leave alone. That's Is basically
there a
my
way,
life.
There must be YouTube videos about to teach you how to do that whistle.
There must be. There
you
must
know,
be.
Oh my God, this is a challenge for you and me right here. We should see who can learn to whistle first like that.
Come back in a week and see who can do the finger whistle.
No, I got nothing but air.
Nope.
I can make a pretty good fart sound. Do you want to hear?
All right. Oh, that was terrible.
Let me take my headphones off.
That was horrible. Okay.
That's what you call a bowl ringer. I'm sorry to hijack the conversation.
No, that was important. I'm glad we got that.
There's certain things that I can do with my hands and my mouth, and that's one of them. The whistling thing I cannot do.
Maybe that's the thing for another day, the weird thing you take pride in.
How about a week from today when we do the next podcast, we see where we're at with the whistling.
Okay.
It's game on, pal.
Okay. So there's one for both of us that yeah. we don't know how to do. But there's a lot of other ones. People who don't know how to make a grilled cheese sandwich.
Huh.
That one's a hard one to mess up.
Well, on the topic of food, though, and this is, God, I hope my wife's not listening. She went out of town a while ago, like a month ago. She was gone for 4 or 5 days. Girls trip. I was at home looking after our needy children, and I had to make a meal, and I thought, I'm going to make mashed potatoes. I had to Google, how long do you boil potatoes? I didn't know.
Ooh, I wouldn't know. What's the answer?
I don't know. Like, I just... I kept boiling them until they were soft, and then I mashed them around.
I've boiled baby potatoes before, and I always do the trick. Here's Bryce's culinary technique.
Oh, God.
Stick a fork in it, and it, once you realize, like, oh, okay, this is pretty soft, then you're good to go. It's pretty scientific.
Yeah, wow.
I would have to Google how to finish the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you were saying you didn't know what goes into mashed potatoes?
Yeah, if you're like, make mashed potatoes right now, not out of a box, or I'll shoot you. I would just say, take me now.
Yeah.
Because, like, is it milk? Is it
butter?
You'd
be involved
like,
in the weirdest crime in history, but...
Like, I don't know what all. Like, I know there's more than just, but if I had to, I would just, it would just be mushed up potato.
Yeah, but that would be a lot of work. You would discover in a big hurry, you can't just mash potatoes without putting anything in them. There's got to be milk in there, maybe some butter, some...
Oh, I got a call.
Do you want to take that?
No, I already declined it.
Ooh, was it your mom?
No, I don't know who it was.
Bryce has an Apple Watch, by the way.
No big deal.
I have a feeling he probably said, okay, at exactly 10:33 on Thursday morning, I'm going to be recording a podcast. It would be great if you'd call me so that my Apple Watch could ring. Mashed potatoes.
Right, yeah.
There are very few ingredients.
I'd be a little out to lunch on that one. Another one I'd have to look up, and this is a shameful one, is if boiling an egg.
Mm.
Having a hard-boiled egg. Because you don't want to overdo it.
No.
You don't want to underdo it. There's a sweet spot. I don't know what that is.
Should I admit this here?
What's that?
Somebody said, hey, Garner, can you list off the countries that make up the UK? I probably wouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, if you... Because I don't drink coffee. Oh. I never have. So if I were in a position in a new office where like, Bryce, can you go make a pot of coffee? I'd be like,
sure.
I don't know how to make a pot of coffee.
How quickly? You could call your mom on your Apple Watch. She'd walk you through it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be shameful. Man in 30s calls mom to get instructions on how to boil a pot of coffee.
I still get hassled about my friends. This was just this past year. I was out one night with them having some beers and some wings. And I'm like, hey, fellas, can I ask you about something? And the question I had to ask is, how much do bills cost? I don't know. Let me preface this by saying, I don't want this to sound douchey, like I don't have any money cares in the world. My wife, my beautiful wife, looks after all of that. I know nothing about finances.
She set up all the payments and all
it's
of
all
that
done. Stuff. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know when I get paid. I don't know how much bills cost. I just sort of spend money. And I had to ask them, how much do bills cost? And they had to tell me on it. I thought that bills, I don't know, maybe $50 a month or something.
Oh,
they
I
said,
wish.
Hell no. Hell no.
No, no.
No.
Certainly. Yeah. What a quick way to make it seem like you're out of touch.
Oh, my God.
How much does electricity cost? But yeah, if you don't set it up, why would you ever know that?
Oh, here we go. Guys, I'm a grown man, 41. I do not know how to ride a bike. Last spring, we had a staff team building thing in Jasper where they rented us all bikes. I volunteered to stay back at the hotel and set up for lunch.
Oh, that's tough.
I have said it before, and I will say it again. When I meet a grown man, any grown up, that can't ride a bike or swim, I'll just assume you were raised by alcoholics or a plastic snowman.
That's a tough one not to learn as a kid.
Yeah, like I thought that was the thing. Every parent took their kid outside and said, here, you're going to learn to ride a bike today. Or they throw you in the creek and tell you to swim.
I have one that's, I think it's fairly common, but I was just car shopping. No big deal. And I was looking at a model car, but it mostly comes in manual transmission.
Oh.
I have no idea how to drive
really?
Stick. No clue.
Oh.
I know the mechanics behind the clutch and all of that, but I wouldn't know how to, when you're slowing down, do it.
It's easy. You just go backwards.
Like, I would be worried I could go from fifth gear into reverse.
Well, you could and make a hell of a racket.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't,
though.
Because I was like, I can't now. As someone, now I'm at a point where my driver's license could have a driver's license. Like, I've been driving for long enough that I would feel weird if I had to go sit in an empty parking lot and learn how to drive
by yourself.
A stick, and I'm constantly stalling it, and everyone looks at me. And,
oh, Bryce, I'll take you out and teach you that.
I don't know how to drive a stick.
Oh, we'll have a moment. We'll have like a father-son moment that you never had.
And then as soon as you tell someone that, they're like, oh, it's way more fun to drive.
Yeah, it kind of is. But my first good car that I bought with my own money that I earned from a job was I bought myself a Chevette, which was just a piece of garbage Chevy. It was a little hatchback, and it was a standard. I didn't know how to drive a standard, and the salesman's like, you don't want to test? No. He was trying to get me to test drive, and I'm like, no, I'll just take the yellow one. Just do the paperwork for the yellow one. And then he gave me the keys after, and he said, well, let me come out there with you, show you. No, I'm good. I'm good. And I had to just sort of lurch out of the parking lot. That's how I learned to drive a standard.
I don't know if I've ever told this story before. I was living in northern BC. It was the middle of winter, and I was walking out of my apartment, and a guy in the parking lot waves me down. He's like, my car is stuck in the snow. I can't get it out of my spot. And I'm like, okay, I'll come help you out. And he didn't want me to push on his car.
He wanted you. Oh.
He's like, hop in the seat. You go in reverse. I'll push. I still to this day don't know why he did that.
Did you run him over and kill him?
I get in the car and it's a stick. And I'm like, oh no.
Oh.
Oh no.
Is it up and over? Is it up and down?
And so like even turning it on, I was like, do you have to put the clutch in to turn it on or put it in neutral? I couldn't even turn on the car.
That's shameful.
And he had to come politely remove me from the car, and I had to push.
Mm.
I think maybe he didn't want me to dent the hood.
Yeah.
But
with your He-Man strength.
I think of that regularly.
You do. You can't drive stick, but you do have the strength of 20 men.
Well, yeah.
Hey, my dad never learned how to tie a tie. Him and his girlfriend flew back here to come to my wedding last summer. On the day of the wedding, he had to go knock on several strangers' hotel room doors in order to find someone to help him tie it. I guess he should have stayed with my mom because she's the one who taught me when I was 10.
Ooh.
Scott. Scott working out some issues with dad here on the podcast today. That feels good to be a part of that.
I would have to Google how to tie a tie.
Really?
Yeah.
Brycey, come to me. I'll teach you to drive stick. I'll tie your tie. I'll even do that weird move where I stand behind you and tie your tie behind you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot I don't know.
It's weird when you hear, this is going to sound judgy. And just by saying this is going to sound judgy, it's going to sound terribly judgy.
I'm going to get hit by a train?
Mm. When I hear people say things like my dad's girlfriend or my dad's roommate, I sometimes feel like perhaps dad might not be living his best life.
No, that staying with mom is probably the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The girlfriend thing, though, is tricky. Like, if your dad gets a girlfriend and you have to introduce your dad and his girlfriend to your friend, and you're an adult now, it's weird because this is my dad, and he goes, yeah, and this is my lady friend. That sounds exceptionally creepy. Lady friend? Like, he says that while he's stroking her cheek with the back of his hand.
And yeah, and it just immediately lets you know that some dominoes have fallen in that life story.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, okay. So something went awry somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. We need to come up with a new name for lady friend or girlfriend. When you say, there's no way of referring to your dad's lady friend without sounding like you don't approve.
Yeah,
my dad and his lady friend are taking me to Red Lobster on Thursday. But then if you go, my dad and his girlfriend are taking me to Red Lobster, it sounds like your dad is dating a 16-year-old.
It does for some reason.
What do we go with? Betrothed? Lover? This is my dad and my dad's lover? No, because that sounds like you're invested in what they do in the bedroom.
Future mom?
Cool mom? No.
That would put a lot of pressure on that relationship.
Yeah.
This is my dad. This is my future mom. They've been dating for a week.
Yeah, and you're 41.
It's my future mommy.
Scott, I hope we've helped.
Thanks for listening to the Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Theme by Garner Andrews. Guests of the Lawn Chair Profits enjoy catering by that weird dude down the hall. He smells.